Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn joining us right now from the Window Nation Guest Hotline. He is head coach Mike Locksley. What's going on, coach?
Rob, what's going on, man? How you guys doing?
Doing well. Coach, you talk often about ignoring the outside noise, and we all try to do that. But with the outside noise, inside confirmation always feels good. I'm sure you love hearing what your athletic director, Jim Smith, had to say about you publicly amidst some of the outside noise.
You know, Rob, that's you hit it right on the head. For me, as the head coach, if I spend too much time worrying about outside noise, it takes away from the job I came here to do. And, you know, for Jim to support the program, obviously he's just getting here, has had opportunities to see inside out the things that we've had to do and the things that his vision now after being here, I think 5 or 6 months, parallels my vision. I mean, anybody that knows me knows how committed I've been to Maryland. I've spent 17 seasons on this campus, this region, the DMV region. I've been totally committed to it. And now that I have a guy to partner with that has the same vision of what it'll take, I mean, it's and not that I didn't have that before. It's just but the vision of what this area really could be, I think that's what Jim has spelled out that he wants to do.
What about this game coming up, the biggest challenge of the season, Michigan now? I mean, always a blue blood powerhouse, but now they seem like they've found themselves this season. What does Michigan do well or do anything poorly, if anything?
Yeah, so, I mean, we're basically in what I call play-on football. I mean, we've down to two games, and obviously this Michigan one is the big one here at home, and opportunity for us to – we have seniors that have spent 4 or 5 years here, and we always want to send these guys out the right way. And, you know, when you look at this Michigan squad, they're going through some of the same challenges. Young quarterback Bryce Underwood, who we know a lot about, was a talented high school kid. Obviously, they are coming off of losing some really talented players, and they've got some new guys. And like with most of us, they're facing the challenge of putting a team together for this year and about it being this year. They haven't protected the ball very well, but they still have explosive players. They've got big guys up front on the O-line and D-line.
Hey, Coach, I'm glad you kind of brought that up because, like, again, I think Michigan's in a tough spot this weekend with Ohio State next week and a hungry team that needs to win two games. And when you look at how do you feel like you match up with them, though? Because, you know, I've been saying all along, I thought they got better as the season went along. But again, we still have to see them get tested.
Yeah, I think when you look at even us, I think it goes back to not necessarily how we match up with Michigan. It's who we have available. And, you know, we're getting some guys back healthy, you know, on the defensive side of the ball, which has carried us most of the year. We've been banged up in people at this time of the year, which is why we've kind of switched over on offensive into becoming more physical. Because in this league, this time of the year, you're going to have guys banged up, and the team that's usually the most physical will be the one that wins the game. And for me, I think we can match up. We have some healthy bodies coming back. We saw Bryce Jenkins a week ago come in and as a freshman. We've finally saw him kind of turn the corner and add some depth on the interior part of our front seven.
Coach Mike Locksley joins us, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Coach, you talked about being more physical. Now, overall, your team has 1,100 yards rushing on the year, 4.2 yards per carry. But your leading rusher is freshman DeJuan Williams with 409 yards. And his second leading rusher is only a sophomore. Is going forward, is it you still looking to have a running back by committee type of system, or would you be looking for more of a bell cow to carry the majority of your carries?
You know, I've been dealing with this for a while with running backs, and you know what, if one of those guys are hot, you typically leave them in. And so, you know, our run game has been inconsistent up until the last week, where, you know, when we included the quarterback in the run game and it opened up some of our traditional runs because of the threat of the quarterback run. But, right. You know, both Juan, who's leading us in rushing as a redshirt freshman, and the guy that a year ago, you know, was coming off of an ACL, Nolan Ray is our second leading rusher, both talented young players that are different styles. And if you look at offensively how most people operate, you have a couple of different guys. But if one gets hot, I'd love to leave a guy in that's hot and really churning 4, 5, 6 yards a pop.
Hey, Coach, I got to ask it. You know, some schools are always labeled as football schools, you know, Penn State, football, basketball, secondary. Indiana was always basketball, football didn't matter. How much has Cignetti changed this? Where is there more pressure now for schools to just not be labeled that way because now Indiana's number two in the country, and it's, you know, that hasn't happened since, you know, Jesus was a baby.
Yeah.
So
I think that was the first year.
Playmates with Ed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we're hanging out.
I think the label of football, basketball really doesn't matter because that's an outside label.
Yeah.
I think I've been on this campus 17 years, and there's been a lot of football coaches that have come through here, and basketball has been more consistent. You know, I embrace it. I love basketball as much as anybody. This area, this region is great for basketball, but I've always said it's also one of the top football areas. And I think what a place like Indiana is showing is that you can have and do both.
Yeah.
And that's the part that, for me, I think the next step for us, we can be great in both sports here. And it doesn't have to, you don't have to pick and choose. And for this region, for this area of the country, I mean, we're the flagship university, and we should be one of the best in both. And so I've been committed to doing this for a long time here on this campus, still committed and really excited about just kind of being able to build with some of these talented players like Malik Washington, Zaire Mathis, and some of these other guys.
Yeah, I know it's a good thing.
Yeah. I know you're worried about what happens on the field, but last home game here, it's Military Appreciation Day as you face Michigan. Be nice to see some fans come out and support this team trying to get their last two wins.
Yeah, for sure. And again, I can't complain about the fans. Mm-hmm. We've had close, I think, 4 sellouts down here. And I think a lot because of the type of players we have in our program, because these talented young players are showing a tremendous amount of fight. So I do think they deserve to be supported. But also with the military appreciation. And like I said, I've worked at the Naval Academy. I've coached at West Point. It's a big deal for us to honor the vets and the people that have gives us the opportunity to play this sport and coach it.
Well, Coach, I'm sure I speak for Ed and Jeremy when I say I was thrilled to hear what Jim Smith had to say about the status of 2026. Great to know we'll have you back, and I know you'll do everything you can to continue to build this fence around the recruiting.
I agree with you, but I don't ever want you speaking for me.
I spoke for you.
Thanks.
I did.
All right.
All right, I appreciate y'all, man. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck to you on Saturday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.